Carpinetti told the audience of predominantly Alaska Native students that the diversity in the legal system should reflect the diversity of the state.
The simple fact is, we need you for the face of our profession. The basic premise of American law is equal justice under law. You can find these words chiseled into a lot of courthouses around the country. Equal justice under law. Think about that for a second. To fulfill that promise, we have to do our best to ensure that our justice system reflects a commitment to equal opportunity. And sometimes, when I look at my own profession, and when I look at it right now, I have to think that message is not getting out, and it's especially not getting out to people just like you.
Carpinetti said he was unsuccessful in trying to learn the number of Alaska Natives or American Indians currently enrolled in law school, but he suspected it was low. He reported that the Anchorage office of the Native American Rights Fund was unable to recruit any interns for the coming summer, Native or non-Native. Carpinetti appealed to the career interests of the students by pointing out that lawyers could make a lot of money. He said the newly minted lawyers who clerked in his office for a year often drew higher paychecks than he did in their first jobs for private firms. But he said a career in law was about more than pay.
For me, it's really satisfying to do a job when my responsibility in that job literally is, quote, do the right thing. That's what judges are supposed to do. They're supposed to do what's right. They're supposed to when a dispute comes in, they're supposed to find the law and figure out what the facts are in that case and apply the law to those facts and do, hopefully, the right thing, what the law requires to be done. So this is why I believe that law as a profession is important work and it's rewarding work.
Other speakers at the opening ceremonies for the symposium were Master of Ceremonies Judge Patricia Collins, Randy Ruaro, the Deputy Chief of Staff for Alaska Governor Sean Parnell, and U.S. Magistrate Judge Leslie Longenbaugh. Longenbaugh told the Mount Edgecombe students that federal magistrates handled many different kinds of cases and crimes, but her favorite moments were U.S. naturalization ceremonies.
I don't know if you've gone to the ceremony, but if you're ever feeling really jaded about your country, go to one of these naturalization ceremonies because it just lifts your spirits. It's lovely, frankly, and everybody says a little something, everyone who's the new citizens, and some of them just literally brings tears to my eyes anyway.
Over 75 high school students from villages around the state joined Mount Edgecombe students for the two-day event. Judges, attorneys, and law professors from around the state and the Northwest are heading up programs. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.